This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The Apostle Paul, who wrote the letter in the Bible to the Romans, recognized how it seems counterintuitive for humans to place their faith in God. When telling the story of Abraham, who had his first son around age 100, Paul wrote, "Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed." Practicing faith isn't the most natural option in our minds. There are three ways that we tend to resist choosing faith. First, faith requires dependence on God. It makes us aware that we can't meet all of our needs on our own. That realization points to the second obstacle, which is pride. When we recognize that our best efforts aren't adequate, we usually want to try harder instead of surrendering to God's better ways. Third, we're sinful. Pride is sin that makes us think that our own efforts are equal to those of God. So how can we grow in faith when our natural inclination is to resist? First, when we say yes to God's right to rule in our lives, He helps us. He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, "God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." That's in the Bible book of James. Second, pride is a sin that must be confessed. It has to be cast aside with the admission that God knows best. Finally, Scripture says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When we focus on obeying God and absorbing His promises in Scripture, our faith will grow.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.